Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Shula.
Hey, hey, praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Welcome to another Blog Talk Radio program. I'm Pastor John Lee Shula of Orangeburg Cross and Crown Ministries, 4394 Columbia Road. Our area code is 29118. And our zip code is 29118. And our email address is crossandcrownsc.rr.com. Yeah, crossandcrown@scrr.com. Amen. So we thank God for tonight. We're going to go ahead on. We're going to go into a word of prayer. And if we have any callers out there tonight, if you just join us, anytime that you wish to say a comment or whatever, you can call us at this number, 347-945-5416. And you press 1 to talk. Amen. And if you press 1, the music, we'll hear the music, and we know that we'll have a caller coming in. Amen. But we're going to go ahead and we go into a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God. We praise you. God, we worship you and you alone, God. For you alone deserve all our praises, all our honor, and all of the glory, God. For it's all about you and, God, that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, was buried, and on the third day he rose again according to the scriptures. And we believe what your word says to us tonight, God. And, Lord, we thank you that you didn't leave us comfortless, but, Lord, you prayed, and God, you sent back the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to comfort your people in our troubled times, God, and all that we go through in life. We thank you, Lord, for the Comforter. We thank you for the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us and teaching us and doing everything, Lord, that you said that he would do. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to take over tonight, to be the teacher tonight, to be the preacher tonight. And, Father, we pray that every heart tonight that is hearing what your spirit wants to say tonight, that their ears and their hearts and their minds will be open to receive your breathing and your living word, God. And your word has declared that the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. So, Father, we thank you right now. And even as you spoke to the seven churches in Revelation, you said, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name, God, we'll give your name all the honor, all the praise, and all of the glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you right now. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And again, I'm Pastor John Lee Shula of Orangeburg Cross and Crown Ministries. And if you want to reach us, if you want to say something, again, I'll say the number before we begin our subject tonight. The number that you can reach us by tonight is 347-945-5416. And if you want to reach us at Orangeburg Cross and Crown Ministries, it's area code 803-662-9484. Area code 803-662-9484. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight we're going to talk about a subject. I didn't have no subject or anything planned, but God spoke this into my spirit and said, well, talk about this. And so tonight we're going to talk about this particular subject. We're going to talk about, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 25. We're going to talk about the 10 virgins. Amen. We're going to talk about the 10 virgins. Amen. So this was a parable that was told by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus spoke a lot of parables, and parables are short stories sometimes that have a double meaning. Amen. And so we have to pray and study and ask God, you know, what is the meaning of the parables? And so it's through studying and having an interest to know what Jesus is really talking about that we can find out the understanding of the parables that he is explaining and expressing to us. Amen. So beginning at verse 1 of Matthew chapter 25, Jesus began to talk and says, he says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, shall be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And verse 2 says, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Amen. Now, first of all, I want to illustrate to you, we have to understand, why would Jesus talk about using virgins in this story? Amen. Even if they were not virgins physically, he used virgins because virgin represented a sign of purity. Virgins represent a sign of purity. Okay? And so, in verse 2, Jesus tells us about the 10 virgins. And he describes that 5 of them were wise or intelligent, and 5 were foolish. Okay? Okay. And verse 3 says, they that were foolish took their lamps, and here's the foolish decision that they made, and took no oil with them, okay? And then verse 4 says, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So they made a wise decision. They took, the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Amen. So verse 5 says, while the bridegroom tarried or was awake, they all slumbered and slept. So while the bridegroom was awake, they all slumbered and they all slept. Amen. And verse 6 says, and at midnight there was a cry made. At midnight there was a cry or a sound made, and saying, behold, or look, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. The bridegroom is coming. Go and meet him. Verse 7 says, then all those virgins arose, or they got up, and here's what they did, and trimmed their lamps, Now, I want you to understand that, first of all, it doesn't say that the 5 foolish didn't have no oil in their lamps, but that they didn't bring any extra oil with them. When we go back to verse 3, it says, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But they didn't bring no extra oil, because we go to verse 7, it says, and all those virgins arose. It didn't say just the 5 wise now, but it says, then all those virgins arose or got up and trimmed their lamps. So that must mean that they had some oil left inside of their lamps, but they didn't bring any extra oil in vessels like the wise ones did. And verse 8 says, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out. Verse 9 says, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough or enough oil for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And verse 10 says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Verse 11 says, afterward came also the other virgins, or the foolish ones, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And verse 12 is what the Lord said. But he answered and said, verily or truly, I say unto you, I know you not. I don't know who you are. Okay. And verse 13, he says, Watch, therefore, for or because ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So he tells us to be watchful because we don't know when the Son of Man is coming. Now, what about the oil? What did the oil represent? Most of us already know what the oil represented, and well, we want to back it up with Scripture. In Psalms 23 and verse 5, a very popular book and chapter, the 23rd Psalm. In the 23rd Psalm, here's what David has said concerning oil. He says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." So the oil represented the Holy Spirit. It represented the anointing, being anointed of God by his Spirit. And we also can go to Isaiah chapter 61, which is also a very popular chapter and verse. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." And notice, after he says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon him, he says, "Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." Amen. So we go to verse 3. It says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes," and notice, "the oil of joy for mourning." Amen. So the anointing represents the Holy Spirit. It is the oil of God. And finally, we're going to back it up with Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then the book of Acts shows us that the oil represents the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. My fault, that's Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Okay. In Acts chapter 10, this is how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And notice how he anointed him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So the oil represented the anointing. The oil represented the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit is the same thing. So what did the lamp represent? We go back to the Old Testament again in the book of Psalms, and it tells us what the lamp represented. In Psalms 119 and verse 105. In Psalms 119, verse 105, here's what the psalmist had said. He says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Thy word is a lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the lamp in the story of the ten virgins represented the word of God. Amen. The lamp represented the word of God. So it wasn't just a lamp virgins had, but it was an oil lamp. It was an oil lamp. And so the foolish virgins say to the wise, "Give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." So what happens when a person is in the dark? That means they can't see what's going on. They cannot see what is happening. Amen. Why? Because they no longer have the lamp to see. If you don't have enough oil inside of your lamp, then your oil lamp is going to go out. So it didn't mean that they didn't have the Spirit of God inside of their lamp. But what happened was, we rather can say that they became disconnected from the Spirit of God. Amen. They became disconnected from God and the things of God. Amen. So we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 to verse 9. Amen. So only those who had oil inside of their lamp was able to meet the bridegroom, was able to see and understand, basically, in what the story is letting us know, they were able to see and understand when Christ was going to come. But those who became disconnected, they lost the ability to see that Jesus was coming back. God don't want us to be in the dark about the coming of Jesus Christ, but he wants us to see. But the only way that we can see is we have to have God's spirit inside of us to continue to reveal the word of God to us. Amen. We have to get the word of God on the inside of us so that we can see by the spirit what is happening in these days and in these times. Because if we don't have God's spirit, if we don't have the word of God, what's going to happen? We won't be aware of the signs. Amen. So we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to begin with verse 1 to verse 9. And here's Paul. He wrote to the church of Thessalonians and says, times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. I don't have to write about you about these certain things. Verse 2, he says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. So the day of the Lord was going to come like a thief in the night. Now Jesus explained to us concerning about him coming like a thief in the night. He said that if a man was prepared for the robber coming to rob his house, if he knew that the robber was coming, then he would already have himself prepared. But he said, but if the man did not know that the robber or the thief was coming, he wouldn't be prepared. So it indicates that we need to be watchful. We need to be aware. That's why the Bible tells us that we have to watch as well as pray. Amen. So Paul says, I don't have to tell you about certain things. So the day of the Lord is going to come like a thief in the night. But we have to be ready. We have to be aware. And three, he says, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Amen. So a woman with a child travailing is a person who is in pain. And in verse 4, he says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. Notice that the day shall overtake you as a thief. See? So as long as your lamplight is shining, as long as you and I have to stay in connection with the Spirit of God, we stay in connection with the things of God, by the Word of God, we won't be in the dark. God, through his Spirit, is going to continue to point to us the signs of the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, the day won't overtake us when he comes because we will see the signs and we will understand that Jesus is on his way. Amen. And verse 5 says, ye are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Why are we not of the night, or why are we not of the darkness? Because we have the Spirit of God in us, and we have the Word of God in us that gives us light. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. And then in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, he tells us that we are the same thing he is. He says, ye are the light of the world. Amen. So, we are the children of light. Verse 6, Paul goes on and says, Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. Let us watch and be sober. Amen. And then he goes down in verse 7 and says, for they that sleep in the night and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Verse 8, he says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. And finally, verse 9 says, For God have not appointed us to wrath, or, you know, to face the day he's going to pour out his wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the children of the day, the children who have the oil of God, the children who have the word of God, we're not going to be in the dark. And like the ten virgins was able to go back with the bridegroom, if we will allow ourselves to stay connected with the Spirit of God, which is the oil of God, allow ourselves to stay in the Word of God, then we won't be lost. Amen. But we'll be able to make it back in with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're going to go to another scripture. We're going to go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 8 until the 18th verse. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Now, there is so much more that we can get out of Matthew chapter 25. And we probably will go back there. And like I said, if anybody tonight have any questions, wish to call in and share a comment, then call us again at 347-945-5416. Come on in. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 8 until the 18th verse. It says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. And notice how he tells us to walk. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. And then verse 90 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Verse 10 says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Proving or showing others what is acceptable unto the Lord. And I know a lot of us will think of Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, which Paul says, be not conformed unto this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So then we go to verse 11 here. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them or change them. Verse 12, he says, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Amen. Don't even involve ourselves with the works of darkness. Amen. And verse 13 says, but all things that are reproved or changed are made manifested or revealed by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Amen. So what is done in the dark is going to come to the light. Amen. Verse 14 says, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And he says, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as what? As fools, like the five foolish virgins. But walk as one who is wise. He says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Amen. And then verse 17, he says, wherefore be ye not unwise, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. amen, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And verse 18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. Amen. So we're not to be drunk or unstable in our thinking. Is mainly what this is talking about. Amen. No, God don't want us to be unstable in our thinking and not to be unaware of what is going on. Amen. Because we see the signs of the coming of Christ that are ringing very loudly to us. Amen. But let's go back to Matthew chapter 25 before we finish. In Matthew chapter 25, I want to show you some other things. And like we said, the 10 virgins, Christ used an illustration of virgin because virgins represented a sign of purity. And the thing about it is we have people who are in the churches who believe that they are born again. And then we have people who say that they are born again and may not be born again. You know, some people believe, well, I'm a born-again Christian because I joined a church. I shook the preacher's hand, and, you know, that made me born again. You know, but some of the people you will actually say, well, you're born again, but are you saved? Some people will say, well, I'm born again, but I'm not saved, because some people, I had one guy told me, he said, man, I'm a Baptist. We don't talk about being no saved, you know. But the Bible used the word saved. And Jesus says, he that endureth until the end shall be saved. Amen. So the word saved simply means to be rescued from the wrath of God that is going to be poured out. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 25. We're going to go back to verse 7. It says, we're going to go back to verse 5. And it says, and at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. So here Jesus used the illustration of midnight because he was still referring to he himself coming like a thief in the night. Amen. He was going to come like a thief in the night, unaware. But who would he be coming as a person unaware to? Definitely, it shouldn't be the saints of God. Amen. Because he told his disciples what some of the signs were, came back. Amen. And if we, as his disciples, as his followers, will continue to read the word of God, then he has told us what some of the signs are before he will return. Amen. So he would catch those unbelievers unaware. Amen. Verse 7 again says, Then all those virgins arose or got up and trimmed their lamps. Amen. And verse 8 says, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. All of them had hung together in the same church, in the same fellowship, if you will. But five of them got what they had supposed to get, while the other five did not get what they were supposed to get. Amen. And they all say that they were virgins. Amen. And Jesus even said to some of the scribes and the Pharisees, he says, search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. Amen. So we can proclaim that we are saved. We can proclaim that we are born again. But a lot of us have only shook the preacher's hand, as I said before, and we got dipped in some water, and we follow some church rules, and we thought that was enough to get us in. But the point is, have you ever prayed and asked Christ to come into your heart and into your life personally and ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit? Amen. So before a person even gets baptized in water, I think I said this last week, The truth is, you're supposed to be a believer of the gospel first. Amen. You're supposed to be a believer first. If we will search the scriptures, we will find out that during all the times that Jesus himself had talked about being baptized in Mark chapter 16 and in Matthew chapter 28, talked about being baptized after his resurrection, after his resurrection. And so in Mark, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What is it that the person had to believe? Well, they had to believe that he was risen from the dead. That was the main thing that Christ was talking about. Amen. And so this is why Paul in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, points out or says that if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and here's what you got to believe, and believe in your heart, that not the preacher's heart, but in your heart, that God has raised him from the dead, it says, you shall be saved. Amen. So this is the main thing we got to believe on. 1 Corinthians 15:14, Paul says that if Christ was not raised from the dead, then is our preaching vain, useless, no good, or for nothing. And then we even go to verse 29 of that same chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul says that if a person do not believe on the resurrection of Christ, he says, why are they then baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise? So the main thing was the resurrection of Christ. Amen. So if you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you're supposed to get saved by mouth confession first. And I want you to notice, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So that means you're calling on Jesus Christ and you're asking him to come in your heart and into your life and save you. Amen. You're not depending on the preacher just to lay hands on you and pray a prayer and tell you, well, you're saved now. And I know that some people will say, well, the way that you can be saved is just tell God, well, I accept you, God, and I denounce the devil. But to me, that's not scripture. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God for what's correct and what's not correct. Amen. So we need to go by what the Word of God says. Amen. So if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior by praying a simple prayer, by asking Jesus to come into your heart and into your life and fill you with the Holy Spirit, the book of Luke tells us that God can give us the Holy Spirit if we just simply ask for it. Amen. All you have to do is ask him for it. Amen. And in Acts, it says that God gives the Holy Ghost to those who do good. Amen. So you need to accept Jesus Christ on a personal base for your own self. Amen. And when you do that, I guarantee you that the Lord will come in your life and he will save you. Now, then if you want to get baptized in water after that, that's fine. Amen. And as I said the last time, water baptism, when you repent, only shows you that when a person repent, they identify with the death of Christ. And when you get dipped under water, you're being buried with Christ, according to Romans 6:4 and Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. And I know that Acts 22:16 says, be baptized and wash away your sins. Now, how do we combine those two together? In other words, when you are getting dipped under that water, you are washing away your sins and the old sinful person that you used to be by burying the old sinful man or person that you used to be. Amen. He's being washed away, buried away, or taken away. And then when you rise up out of that water, you are rising up as a new creature, a new person. And I want you to know that the main baptism is not the one of water, but it's really the one of the Spirit. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4 lets us know that there ain't but one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen. So you got to be born again of the Spirit of God. And Romans chapter 8 and verse 9 says, if any man or if any person have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. So what was the thing that caused these five foolish virgins to miss going in with the bridegroom? Why would Jesus say to them, I don't know you? Why did Jesus do that? Well, again, I say to you earlier that what happened was the five foolish had became disconnected from the Lord. Amen. They claimed that they were born again. They claimed that they were Christian. They claimed that they were right with the Lord, but they missed it. Amen. So how can we prove that somewhere along the line they messed up? We go to Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 21, Jesus says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Now notice, I want you to notice verse 22. He says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out or drove out devils or demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" Now, let's pay close attention to verse 23. Notice what Jesus says. "Then will I profess or say unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you." Then he says, "Depart from me." Now, here's the reason why he's going to tell them to depart. "Ye that work iniquity." Ye that work iniquity. Ye that work iniquity. So, if we are proclaiming to be born again, proclaiming to be Christian, proclaiming to be saved, we have to show some kind of fruit. I'm not saying that we have to be perfect, but there ought to be some kind of sign showing that we love God. Amen. There ought to be some kind of sign showing that we are born again. Amen. And I know that for some people, it takes a longer period of time than others. But there ought to be some kind of fruit coming forth from us. Amen. If you used to lie one time, if you had 10 sins in your life, it should be a decrease now. You ought to have moved away from cursing or lying or something should show a change in your life. Amen. But if there is no change, then maybe you need to go back to the altar all over again and make your salvation sure, like the scripture says. Amen. Make your own salvation sure. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. This is what I'm encouraging you tonight. I want to encourage the body of Christ. I want to encourage those who are listening tonight to make sure that you get what you need to have for the coming of the Lord. Because, again, we who are God's people should see the signs. What are some of these signs that we should see and that we should know and we should understand that Jesus has to be on his way back? Well, some of the signs are that Jesus himself said that before I come back, it's going to be like the days of Noah and the flood. They're going to be married and given in marriage. And then when we think about that, a couple years back, they found the actual real ship of Noah on Mount Ararat, like the Bible has said. Amen. Then Jesus also stated that before he came back again, he said it's going to be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. What was the city of Sodom and Gomorrah like? Well, it was a city filled with not only just a wrong spirit of error, but it showed through the men of the city that were gay men. Amen. In Matthew chapter 19, it talks about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was a bunch of gay people there who had the wrong spirit. Amen. They wanted the two angels, and Lot tried to offer these men his daughters, but they didn't want the women. They wanted the men. Amen. The Bible says they was willing to break down the door to get in the house to get the two angels that came into Lot's house. Amen. So, what are we seeing at this time? Well, we're seeing that it has been approved by a lot of states that a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman. And so I'm not bashing anyone tonight, but Jesus himself said that the Son of Man did not come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. So we all have done wrong. We have all operated in the spirit of error. Maybe your sin wasn't homosexuality or lesbian. Maybe it wasn't that. But the Bible declares in Romans 3:23, for all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So just as well as a lesbian or a gay person has operated in the spirit of error, because we were all born in sin. Psalms 51, verse 5, David says, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me or became pregnant with me. So if we all operated in the spirit of error, and if some of us are still operating in the spirit of error, don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, then God wants to give us all the right spirit. Amen. He wants to give us all the right spirit. So we see the signs ringing loud and clear that Jesus has to be on his way. But if we don't read the word of God, if we don't stay connected with the spirit of God, then we'll be in the dark, just like the five foolish who had no more oil in their lamps, so that the light from the oil lamp could shine, so that they could see where they were going, so that they could see and understand the things that were happening in the world. But they were left in the dark. Sleep, the Bible says, awake unto righteousness, and the Lord will give you light. Amen. So this is my prayer tonight, that, you know, we'll all just stay connected with the Lord. Jesus already warned us that there were going to be many false prophets in these last days, and that has happened, and it's still happening tremendously. And homosexuality has spread all over the world. I mean, it's so many things that we can name to show the signs of the coming of Christ. But I want to encourage you to keep your oil lamps shining. Amen. Let the Spirit of God continue to dwell in you. Let the Word of God continue to dwell in you. Amen. So we are about to go ahead on and close out. We thank God for our listeners tonight. And if anybody out here that's listening that don't know Jesus again as your Lord and your personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer to God with me. Amen. Just repeat these words to God, coming from Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 and verse 13. And tell God these words. To God, I come to you a sinner. I come to you a sinner. And I repent to turn from living a life of sin. I believe, God, that you sent Jesus to die for my sins, to be buried, and on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I'm calling on your name. And I'm asking you, Lord, to come into my heart, come into my life, and save me. And fill me with the Holy Spirit. Help me live for you, God, all the days of my life. Help me to stay connected to you, God. Sign my name in the book of life, never to be blotted out. And from this moment on, never ever, God, let me be the same again. Amen. If you pray that prayer and you believe what the Word of God says, according to the Scriptures, you are saved by mouth confession. Now, I'm not saying don't get baptized, because I would encourage you to still get baptized in water. When you can, but again, ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, which is the main baptism that he wants to fill you with. Amen. And again, like I said, if we have any callers, I'm going to tell you the number one more time before we get ready to close out. We thank God for Pastor John Hill behind the scenes tonight. We thank God for Evangelist W.C. Hampton. Amen. And I thank God for my wife, who was also helping me out tonight. Thank God for you, honey. Amen. And we thank God for all the listeners out there tonight, and we pray for the whole body of Jesus Christ tonight that we will be prepared and that we won't be deceived. Like the Bible says that if it was possible that the devil would fool even the very elect. Amen. Prepare ourselves. Amen. Because we know that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Amen. Like the Bible says that the virgins that were ready, they went in with the bridegroom. Amen. The bridegroom is talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we who are saved, we who are born again, we are his bride. We are the church. Amen. And so we need to be ready when he comes. Amen. Well, again tonight, before we close out, if anybody wants to say anything or share any comments, you can call us again at 347-945-5416. Press 1 to talk. Amen. And then you can come on in and share your comments with us. Amen. Amen. Well, I guess we don't have any callers. And again, I want to give you my information. My home phone number is area code 803-662-9484. And our email address is crossandcrownsc.aurora.com. And our address is 4394 Columbia Road, Orangeburg, South Carolina, 29118. Amen. And we thank God again for you listening tonight. We're going to pray, and we're going to close out. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now, Father, for all that you have said tonight, God, by your Spirit. God, we pray that your word will remain on the inside of our hearts, God. For even as Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So, God, let us remain in the Lord and in the ways of the Lord, God, that we won't be lost, that we won't be disconnected, we won't be cut off, God. But, God, that we'll stay connected with you regardless of how many winds and storms come. But as Jesus said, that if our house is built upon on the rock, that we'll be able to stand. So, God, help us to stand in these last and these evil days, God, that we'll be a prepared people, prepared when you come, God. We'll be ready to make it on in with you, Father. And so, Father, we pray for our families everywhere, God. We pray for those who are prison-bound, for those who are in the hospitals, God, that you will stop by, God, and let them know that you are still God, that you are still in control, God, and that there is indeed no greater hope than to have hope in you, Father. So, God, we thank you for all the pastors, God, that and all the evangelists, prophets, teachers, and whatever their callings may be, God, we pray for them all. We pray for the whole body of Jesus Christ, God, that we'll be the men and the women that you have called us to be in these last and these evil days, God. Help us to stand and preach your word, to be instant in season and out of season, God. In Jesus' name, God, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God again for you listening. And amen. Praise God. Amen.
I'm feeling like so free. A new dimension of living. Can't let nobody take that from me. Since you came and raised me with new abilities, renewed my mind, released me from the bondage of unbelief and insecurity. And now my life, it brings new opportunity. And I'm taking out the time to reflect on these wonderful things. You didn't have to care for me and bring to my attention all of the possibilities. A living free in you could bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be.
it got me so high, it's like I'm on cloud nine. I'm loving this life in you. Gotta run this race, no turning, no waste, and I'm here to stay. Now you appreciate all the time you take out to show me you really do care. Because you bled for me and gave me relief. It's time to receive everything that life can bring. No, you didn't have to care for me. Give me to my attention all of the possibilities of living free in you can bring. Now I have hope and peace. No longer giving you a piece of me. I wanna reach for maturity. So I submitted myself to the King, and I'll be reigning with you for all eternity.
Yes. That was just Pastor AP. That's Talking Paradise off of my music book CD. Definitely you can catch that on Amazon.com. CD Baby. I am your host, Faith Walker, also known as the Lazarus. Some call me the Green Mile. They call me a lot of things nowadays, but I give honor and praise to God for where I'm at right now in this season, in this journey. Let's go to the altar. Let's prepare our hearts for the Word of God. Amen, for this evening. And then we're going to introduce our guest, wonderful man of God, who we're going to have on Kingdom Voices. Amen. I also like to thank Pastor Shula for a smooth transition. And yeah, I know y'all got word over there, so I know y'all good to go right now. So now we're just going to rock out with the man of God, but we're going to go to a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for your will. We thank you, God, for the word on today, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, that we've come this far by faith, Lord God. So we just thank, Lord God, for you being God. God of all heaven, God of all earth, God. Being the Alpha, Omega, Lord God, beginning and the end, Lord God. You have declared it in the beginning. You have firmly formed everything to be fitly and established, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for you being God. No matter where we are in our lives right now, Lord God, we will give you the praise, whether good, whether bad, whether happy or sad, Lord God. We give you honor and praise tonight, Lord God. Bless the man of God that comes on the program tonight, Lord God. Settle his spirit right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless Pastor Hill, Lord God, all the pastors that are listening via internet all around the world, all the listeners who are here by divine appointment. So we just speak a word of God over your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that everything will become aligned to the vision that God has purposed for your life right now in this season, in the name of Jesus. I give a special shout out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Cover Prince Redeem, cover Manny SC, cover all the true gospel artists, Lord God, that are laboring in this season, Lord God, upholding the bloodstained banner, keeping themselves unspotted from the world, Lord God, and doing battle with the enemy on many different levels in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just thank you, God, for your angels being released. Touch that guy, touch that woman right now who on smartphones, internets, Lord God, desktops, Lord God, laptops, Lord God, wherever you may be at your respectable places all around the world, you are now tuned in to the Kingdom Voices broadcast in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Our scripture reading before we bring on our guest, where we come from, none other than Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verses 21-22, it reads, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, who had set forth to be a propitiation," which is the act of God where he becomes propitiation or gracious, "to the sinner through Jesus Christ, but through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission," hallelujah, "of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." So wherever your garments are filthy at, no matter where you've come from, amen, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. You have been justified in Jesus' name. God has washed your garments. He has took away the filthiness, amen, and he give you a robe of glory in the name of Jesus Christ. So just meditate on that, and that is what we go by, amen, and none other than New Covenant Fellowship Ministries, amen, under the Apostle Kenneth Bright, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just bless you on tonight. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, we have anointed man of God coming on in this moment in time. I met this man of God by the anointing. I met him, amen. He's also featured on our 2007 mixtape, also known as Active Duty, that features a lot of guest gospel artists such as St. Clair the Gap Star, Get Nardo, Prodigal, also known as P-Dot from P-Dot Productions. We got a whole slew of artists that was on there, even Dunamis Tawana, shout out to her. A lot of people that was a part of that project, I met him by the anointing, amen. And he's an honorable man of God, amen. He has a kingdom lyricism gift. God has blessed him with a gift. And he goes very hard with the gospel. He don't joke. He don't shuck and jive around with it, amen. And so he speaks with a conviction that ministers to the thugs and the traps, and they listen to him, and they hear what God has put in his belly. So I bring forth now none other than my brother, my friend, Omega Sparks.
What's going on, Faith Walker? What's going on, Kingdom Voices out there? Thank y'all so much for having me tonight.
Oh, man, we just thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, man, just to rock out with us here on Kingdom Voices, man. How you been?
Yeah. Been great, man. It's a wonderful season. 2013 is, you know, we've been doing a lot of work in Charlotte, North Carolina, and God is opening up mighty doors that no man can shut, man. It's just a great season.
Oh, man, we definitely excited here on Kingdom Voices, but we want you to give your testimony, man, and I mean, man, we know you got a lengthy testimony, man. You went through a lot of different things in the beginning,
yeah,
man, so I'm going to allow you to just to share your story, because we got some people that saved listening. We got some people that maybe not saved listening. You know, we got all different demographic reaches of this program. So go ahead and share your testimony with those who want to know about Omega Sparks.
Most definitely. What's up, everybody? Omega Sparks. Basically, just grew up as a kid that didn't love myself, basically. Attempted suicide a few times. Without Christ intervening in my life and saving me as a teenager, you know, I would have been a statistic. I know for sure I wouldn't be alive today. But just grew up, man, got introduced to pornography at a young age. I was just a kid, just, you know, off to myself, and the enemy just had me full of darkness. Like I said, I didn't love myself, and the marvelous light of Jesus Christ rescued me from myself and from my sins on December 22nd, 1995, and ever since then, it's been on. And, you know, I went from that kid that used to sit by himself. And, I look at you know, kids today shooting up schools, you know, shooting their peers, shooting teachers. You know, I could have been that kid. I was basically that kid, but didn't have a gun in my hand. But I know the redemptive power of Jesus Christ rescuing me as a teenager. So I went from that kid to, you know, sharing the gospel as a teenager, leading my peers to the Lord, you know, at a young age. And a couple of years after I got saved, God put the ministry, the street ministry, and the ministry of sharing the gospel through rap and hip-hop in my heart, and really nurtured that gift. And basically I've been walking in that gift, you know, since a teenager. And, you know, it's been a beautiful road. When you get saved, the battle doesn't stop. It intensifies, but you have a helper inside of you, the Holy College. You know, I feel like I got a testimony for the high schoolers, for the college kids, and for the young adults. It doesn't get easier. And I've you know, fell back into sin on many occasions, even after receiving the free gift of salvation from Jesus Christ. But I thank God for His love, and I know the power of the blood of Christ, you know, saving me from my sins every time, even when I didn't deserve it. So now I'm 33, you know, running hard after the Lord. I got younger brothers and sisters in the Lord that I'm, you know, raising up so they can find their voice and their gifts in the Lord. And it's, I tell you, you know, for everybody to feel like, you know, being saved is boring, you don't know what you're missing. My life was hell. My life was horrible before I knew who I was in God, man. But, you know, it's been fun. It's been challenging. It's been an adventure ever since I said, Lord Jesus, I accept you as the Lord and Savior of my life. It's been just a beautiful journey of just self-discovery, learning who I am, that I don't have to fit into the stereotypes of what the world says I should do. I don't have to sleep with 50 women just to say that I'm a man, you know.
All right.
Even after struggling with pornography, the Holy Spirit, the Lord kept me. I was able to, you know, I got married. We celebrated our two-year anniversary 3 weeks ago, and I was able to marry my wife as a virgin, as a 31-year-old virgin. You know, so, you know, real men wait. Real men wait, and it can be done. It was tough, but it can be done. So that's just a short, you know, overview of my testimony for, you know, the past 17 years, you know, rocking with the Lord. God is good.
Okay. So what's been the hardest thing? Because I understand you went through a lot of metamorphosis. You was a part of a gospel group.
Word.
And mm-hmm. How was that, this trend, like going from hip hop to the church? I mean, that transition there ain't easy. I mean, I've been down that road myself as it going from gangster rap and coming to the church. How is it that you God gives you a gift and then you're like, okay, what I do with this? Everybody else doing it this way, so I guess I'm supposed to be doing it this way. And
right.
Tell us about that struggle right there that was going on.
I tell you, I feel like a historian when it comes to, you know, Christian rap and rap being infused in church. And, you know, for a long time, church, you know, the gift of rap didn't really fit in with, you know, the service of church.
That's right.
Church services for a long time. And but it's so weird. It's like, you know, when God gives you a gift, because, you know, one, the anointing on your life, you can't put it down. And it just takes believing in yourself, believing in the God that gave you the gift in the first place. Just, you know, despite it not fitting in with the service of church, seeing how lives are changed, you know, through, you know, you stepping out in faith and witnessing to somebody on the streets, or, you know, doing a rap song, or doing a performance, rap performance in the hood, or at a community festival, or going to college, and you're seeing the power of God use your gift, that still doesn't fit in with the service of church. But and there's a lot of disgruntled Christian rappers from, you know, from back in the day that it's a challenge to every MC that picks up the mic and say, I'm rapping for the Lord. It's a challenge that we all have to face at one time or another. You know, what happens when my gift doesn't fit in with the church, or I go to a church that doesn't really celebrate my gift? You know, will you drop the mic, or will you still keep following it? Did God really call you to do it? Or, you know, what's we all have to go through that battle at one time or another. I went through that battle, and when the smoke cleared, I still saw that at its essence, it was a pure gift from God to speak the language of the streets, to speak the language of my peers through this art form and represent my God, whether it fit in with church or not. And, you know, you got to get past a lot of Christian rappers hung up their mics over the past 10 years because they never got over that church hurt. Church hurt will kill your dreams. Church hurt will kill your dreams. Just because God gave you a gift, you know, doesn't mean that, you know, everybody's supposed to agree with it or understand it or support it. You know, come on. Like, you know, the first generation of apostles, you know, outside of our forefather John, you know, all of them was killed for the sake of the gospel. You know, so even though God used them, they still met, you know, an end as a martyr. So that's kind of been the journey over the past 16, 17 years. I'm so proud of church bodies. You know, the art form of rap is more accepted. And I go to an awesome fellowship. Shout out to Charlie Emanuel Church of All Nations, CICAN, down in Charlotte, North Carolina. I go to a wonderful fellowship, and I'm able to, you know, when the Spirit calls on me to, you know, I rock with the worship team, and, you know, freestyle in the Spirit, and, you know, my church body, you know, rocks with it, and they get it, and they, you know, it's more accepted, and, you know, I'm seeing God use that gift in me in the church walls like I never have before, but I would have never saw it if I would have hung up the mic because the church hurt 5-7 years ago, you know. So,
man, that's a blessing, man. The number is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. You're tuned into the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, brought to you by EMG Radio, sponsored by On the Spot Nathan. We got the juggernaut himself, Omega Sparks, from the Sleeping Giant Project. And speaking of Sleeping Giant, but I'm going to back it right up. You know what I'm saying? It's like the modern-day apostles. You said those were persecuted. And I know me and Prince, we was fellowshipping with, you know, apostles. Shout out to Apostle Givens, all those saints down there. But we noticed that some apostles, man, we got some modern-day apostles, man, who ain't really going through nothing. I mean, they, you know, you was talking about martyr and all that stuff. I mean, these dudes walk around broad daylight, people loving them. Like, hey, I'm like, wait a minute. According to what I'm reading, these dudes ain't love. You're a prophet. I mean, let me tell you something. I went through my storm. I found out why I went through my storm, because I'm actually a prophet. So, I mean, I understand that. You understand what I'm saying? But now you got people that's called to apostles, different prophets. They ain't going through nothing. They just like happy-go-lucky. You got all these people loving them. I'm like, that's not sound to me, man. You might want to rethink your calling, you know? So what are a lot of things you've seen? I mean, because God is, and I say all that to say, God is raising up an army. He's raising up an army in these last days. We got brothers, man, that will prophesy to you and then turn around and spit a hot 16. And the church is like, the old schoolers are like, what's going on? Is that witchcraft? You understand what I'm saying? Is that witchcraft? But they don't know. God said, I'm doing a new thing.
Right.
He said, I'm doing a new thing, and you should not know it. It's already been established from the beginning. So what are some of the transformations that you've seen from the 90s up until this present day? Like, wow, you see more gospel rappers who are in ministry, like Apostle BBJ. Shout out to BBJ. He's doing his thing. I mean, God is using him to set folks free. Then you got other men of God like St. Clair. Like, you got a lot of brothers that's in ministry and will bust you off a Holy Ghost Hot 16 at the same time. Just go down what you've seen over the years.
Yeah, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. Shout out to BBJ. I've seen it all. I think it just comes down to just genuineness. Just genuineness. We, you know, a lot of times people, I don't know. God is always doing a new thing. You know, the more, I mean, it's crazy. The level of responsibility. You know, I don't just rap the gospel. I'm a manager. I have a management company, Spark Fire Management. Starting a record label. This is a fresh word. Just got commissioned by my bishop. Shout out to Bishop Rick Williams at CICAN Church in Charlotte. Just been commissioned by my bishop just today. To in 2014 to spearhead a record label project inside of the church and help out to build a massive community choir in Charlotte. It's the more responsibilities God keeps putting on my lap, the more I understand that He does not have to use me. It is an honor. It's an honor to be used. God is always looking to do a new thing. God is always doing a new thing. And so out of fear and reverence to God, if you want to keep up with God, then you need to understand that it's not about you. It's just like a bank. God is invested, just like an investment. God has invested gifts and talents to activate inside of each and every one of us. And God wants a return on His investment, you know. Just like the parable of the talents, you know, to the one he gave five, and then that multiplied into 10, two multiplied into four, and the person that hid his gifts, you know, God snatched that gift away and said, you know, that talent away from me, that talent from him and said, get away from me. So, God is always trying to do a new thing. I expect, you know, if someone says that they are a minister of the gospel, no matter what format, whether you preach from the pulpit or whether you preach in the streets, I should see fruit on your life. I should see God doing new things in your life. I should see innovation. I should see creativity. I should see, you know, pastors that are in the streets and not just hiding in the four walls of the churches. I should see them have a skill set where they can crack open the Bible as a preacher and then drop a freestyle or drop a hot 16 about the Lord. You know, it's all about cultural reverence. It's all about cultural relevancy. God cares about the lost. So he's going to equip us with the gifts to, you know, to speak to the lost. And, you know, and I think it's so easy to get caught up in the lingo of the church world. God is calling a lot of us out of the church walls, but the church walls are so comfortable. I mean, the Holy Spirit had to do a check on my heart about 4 years ago. Like, you're making all these songs like, yeah, I reach the streets, I go hard for the streets, but 95% of the events you rock at is a youth explosion at church, or pastor's anniversary, or, you know, it's like every time you rap or every time you pick up this gift, it's always in the comfortable four walls of the churches. Why are you not out there ministering my gospel out, you know, out to the lost, you know? I hope I answered your question, but yeah, it's
man, you answered my question, man of God. And before we get ready to go into your song, I wanted to ask you another question before we go to our song. And we're going to drop the juggernaut in a few minutes. We're going to drop that juggernaut for all you Omega Sparks fans. Definitely, we're going to drop that juggernaut, and we're going to go into the mark. But I want to ask you a question, man of God, because we got a lot of Christian rappers listening right now. Let's be clear. We got a lot of Christian rappers listening right now. And I'm going to speak for them, and I'm pretty sure some may push one, may answer and call, but I'm going to ask this question off jump. Have you been in a situation in ministry, I wish I'm sure you have, where your gift wasn't respected? You in the ministry,
yeah.
Your gift wasn't respected. Man, God gave me this gift. What you want me to do? Nah, we don't do this here. I mean, I love the word. The word is good, man. I'm loving this thing. But let me. Okay, you want to get on the praise team? Nah. Why am I getting a praise team for? Well, we want you to sing. That ain't my gift. You being
right.
Disobedient. How am I being disobedient? God called me to rap. What you want me to do? You ever been in that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Especially when I was in college, I was part of a ministry where they didn't really, where my gift didn't really flow with the church service, and they tried to turn me into a worship leader that sung, and I said, that's not my gift. And I remember even talking with that pastor at that time, like, that's not my gift. I'm not, you know, and not without really ragging on the church. It's really,
yeah.
It's really about people. If God wants to do something new through you, then you have to see it to its completion. If God wanted to do something new through you and your pastor, then he would have gave that same vision to you and your pastor, but he trusted you enough to give you that vision. Don't expect even your family, especially your family, your church, your church folk, don't expect people off the gate just to get what God is doing through you if it's new. Just, you know, yeah, but, you know, Brother Faith Walker, yes, I've been in a few situations like that, and you just have to know who you are in Christ. You have to know who you are in Christ. And if not, you're going to get caught up in the formality of church. You're either going to be disgruntled with your gift and give up your gift, or you're going to disobey God and turn your gift into something that he never called you to turn it into because you're trying to people please, you know. So it's really, you know, you have to really know who you are in Christ. You know, have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Trust the Holy Spirit when he talks to you, and just stand up when no one understands you, you know.
Amen. 347-945-5416. Kingdom Voices Gospel Program on your dial. All of y'all that listen on the website at blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot, y'all can definitely call in, press 1 if you have any questions that I might have not covered to the juggernaut himself, Omega Sparks, which I'm about to ask him right now. Tell me about the Sleeping Giants.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's who I was for a very long time.
I like that.
You know, I was a sleeping giant. A lot of us are sleeping giants. God has invested so much greatness inside of us, but you know, we're basically sleeping giants. We're, you know, these devils and these imps that we battle with, they are scared of us. Well, you know, they done attacked the soul realm so much over our lives that we're scared of them, but really they're scared of us, because if we really woke up to who we are in Christ Jesus, we understand that we're giants and that we can make a big impact in our lives when it comes to this world. And so, you know, the Sleeping Giants Project, that album, is just about what happens when you finally wake up to who you are in Christ. And you know, you feel like a juggernaut. A juggernaut is an unstoppable force. And you feel unstoppable. You feel like there's not a devil in hell or a principality on this earth that can stop the move of God in my life. And it's just celebrating who you are in Christ. I'm a juggernaut. I'm unstoppable. I used to be a sleeping giant, but I'm waking up for the first time.
Amen. So that brings it all to a hold, and the juggernaut, Sleeping Giants. Listen, we about to get into the first track of the Sleeping Giants Project. It's called Juggernaut. You know, this is more than college football. Let's be clear. This is more than college football right here with your juggernaut teams. I know all y'all Florida State fans out there, y'all really gassed up right now. And shout out to Prince Redeem. He's talking about my people scored like 80 points today. You know, okay, I got you. Okay, so we about to get into the juggernaut. Go ahead and introduce that, Mega Sparks.
All right, Kingdom Voices, this is Juggernaut off the Sleeping Giants album. You rocking with Omega Sparks and my brother Faith Walker.
All right, let's get into it, Juggernaut.
Woo! am a juggernaut. I am a let's go. I watch the planet in panic, living in frantic, feeling so satanic, needing a messianic. Whether Latin, Hispanic, white or black, we can stand it. Demanding what's the candy, cause God is looking so gigantic. Fire is volcanic, I'm coming just like a meteor. A little media taking over the media. I start beating the soul, starving and eating the anthem. When just pump this up in your eyes, big baby, I am a juggernaut. Breaking the pavement and ground up. I am a juggernaut. Turning your volume in town up. I am a juggernaut. Shaking your city and town up. I am a juggernaut. Hey. I am a juggernaut. Yeah. I am a juggernaut. Breaking your pavement and crown up. I am a juggernaut. Turning your volume in town up. I am a juggernaut. Shaking your city and town up. I am a juggernaut. Hey. I am a juggernaut. Yeah. Hey, all right. Drive slow as I cruise in your city. Don't try to pack, let me, homie. I dare you to come with me. Feeling the Lord, hit me in the act with the gritty. Make a leak in committee, cause it's down, feeling a little nippy. Want it to come get me, I'm sending my aid over. Just want a little taste, nothing less than a takeover. Praying for praise, soldiers craving the makeover. Like we're waking the dead and flipping the grave over. Revival, tired of sitting, living in idle. We need fire, Lord, let it rain on your bridal. We'll walk in your power, tired of being a coward. Getting hours, living in doubt, saving souls from devour. I'm a juggernaut, breaking the pavement and ground up. I am a juggernaut, turning your volume in town up. I am a juggernaut, shaking your city and town up. I am a juggernaut, hey. I am a juggernaut, yeah. I am a juggernaut, breaking your pavement and ground up. I am a juggernaut, turning your volume in town up. I am a juggernaut, shaking your city and town up. I am a juggernaut. Hey, I am a juggernaut. Yeah. And now I'm gonna do it. Let me put my soul into it. I got the code to do it. Baby, I just told you to do it. You can't control the movement. Haters ain't that bold to do it. I start unloading and loading my rhymes straight to they motors. You know I'm gonna do it. Put my soul into it. I got the code to do it. Baby, I just told you to do it. You can't control the movement. Haters ain't that bold to do it. I start unloading and loading my rhymes. More than a ritual. Living in God's principles, used to feel dispensable. Now I'm invisible. Repenting from all the time I was wasting. Now it's back to the basics. Taking over for Jehovah, history in the making. I am a juggernaut, breaking the pavement and ground up. I am a juggernaut, turning your volume in town up. I am a juggernaut, shaking your city and town up. I am a juggernaut, hey. I am a juggernaut, yeah. I am a juggernaut, breaking the pavement and ground up. I am a juggernaut, turning your volume. I am a juggernaut, shaking your city and town up. I am a juggernaut, hey. I am a juggernaut.
Yeah. Juggernaut, juggernaut, are you a juggernaut? We all juggernaut. If Omega Sparks a juggernaut, I know I'm a juggernaut. So all of y'all are juggernauts too, for the Lord, sure. Jesus Christ. You heard it here first on Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Omega Sparks, tell them again what that was.
That was juggernaut.
Whew, whew. Hey, I love that. I love that. That's something you can pop in with grandma. Grandma be like, baby, what that is? Like, I'm a juggernaut. I am a juggernaut, grandma. I've come alive. The sleeping giant is awake, grandma. And you know what she's going to tell you? Go ahead, baby. Go serve the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
Jesus. Hey, man, we here rocking out with Omega Sparks. Listen, I know all y'all loaded on the line. Y'all can definitely press one. I was like, well, we're going to wait till Faith get his questions out. We ain't want to just bow God up on here. Come on there. Shout out to Deacon Brown, amen, man of God, out there in Orlando, Florida. Shout out to him. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. You can just press one to get in on this conversation, amen. So Omega Sparks, I know you've been doing this for a long time, man. You've been doing this for a long time. How many albums you got in you, man? I mean, what's the vision? I mean, we all are visionaries, amen. So what's the vision that God has given you concerning how long you're going to be sowing this huge gospel seed into the lives of so many people?
Amen. Well, I really respect music. I consider music a language in and of itself that God has created. I see myself, you know, doing music, connecting with, you know, musicians, you know, creating praise and worship, no matter how it sounds. You know, I consider anything could be praise and worship. You know, any art form could be praise and worship. So God has invested this gift inside me. I mean, I see myself doing music till, you know, till I'm called to be with the Lord, honestly.
I like that.
It's a gift, and before this gift ever became a ministry, it was a worship tool that I used for God. I never, this is crazy, and when God gave me the gift of poetry and rhymes, you know, when I was 17, I had no desire to be a rapper, you know, before I got saved. And then when I got saved, God gave me the gift. So before I, you know, did my first show, I would always get in the word, and then a new song would just spring out of my belly. If you could just imagine teenage kid in 11th grade, you know, every single day, I used to write a song a day when God first gave me that gift. And I just, you know, when I minister on stage or when it's just me and the Lord, you know, in my prayer closet, I feel like, you know, God's given me this gift so I can give back to Him in worship. He's given me a voice that I can worship Him in spirit and truth. And, so beyond the music career, I see myself always communicating with God through this gift. But as far as for the ministry and giving it to the world, did God tell me to stop? Honestly, I have musicals in me. I have plays in me. I don't know how many albums I have left in me. But I love it. I know, you know, people today are more focused on that hot song or that hot single. But I love the constant, the mental concentration it takes to create and craft a cohesive album. I'm one of those throwback rappers. I love, you know, when God gives me a fresh word or a fresh theme or, you know, the name of a project and just see it, you know, song after song, you know, coming to fruition. I love seeing that. So I really couldn't tell you how many I have left in me. I have to repent. I have to repent to God, because a lot of times, you know, I've got a chance to, you know, rock on stage or rock at secular club.
Hold on 1 second, Omega Sparks. We got a caller on the line. We got a caller on the line. Caller, you are on Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. I'm your host, Faith Walker. We got Omega Sparks in the building. Give your name, sir.
I'm Bruce Colvin, a.k.a. the Poetic Preacher.
What's going on, Poetic Preacher? You in the building?
I had the privilege of getting on one of Omega Sparks' mixtape projects with I Rock, with DJ I Rock Jesus, you know. And I think it's great that what he's doing, how he's getting Christian rappers around the world to come together and promote others and help others get their names out there. So I think that's a great thing he's doing.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm starting to see other brothers out there, you know, starting to promote each other and, you know, and get each other involved and stuff. And, you know, I'm a Christian rapper myself, but I tell you, when I listen to Omega Spark raps, you know, it makes me, it inspires me, because, you know, it makes me want to go back to the lab and sit back and write some new stuff, you know. And, you know, because when I listen to Omega music, just so powerful in its lyricism.
Yeah.
And it just makes me want to improve more as a rapper myself and put my best effort forward. So I appreciate, you know, people like Omega Sparks, because, you know, he got that spark, you know, it sparks you up. You know.
Hey, shout out to you as well, Poet. And just give your shout outs if the man of God or Omega want to just respond briefly. We'll let you do your shout outs. Or just if you got any upcoming projects, you can just say so quickly, briefly, because we like to support all upcoming artists as well as regional and local.
Okay. I got an album coming out May 14, 2014, called An Arrow in the Name of Righteousness. And, anybody can follow me at soundcloud.com/Bruce Coleman. And you can check out my music there. And I also got a collaboration group I created a year ago for Christian rappers around the world to collaborate. And, I even had an opportunity to collaborate with Omega Sparks and Christian rappers in America, from Africa, even in the UK. So that's been a blessing to be able to come to get Christian rappers from around the world to come together. And you also can find Collaboration Volume 1 and 2 on my SoundCloud. That's on SoundCloud at Bruce Coleman. And, just shout out to all my Christian rap brothers and sisters. And shout out to the Christian female rappers, too.
That's right.
There's a lot of Christian female rappers out there, too, that's doing it. And I think, I want to see more of the sisters get some exposure and get their names out there.
Right.
Cause there's a lot of male Christian rappers, and I want to see more.
Well, man of God, listen, we're going to have to get in contact with you, man. We're going to have to get in contact with you and break bread with you and bring you on the program, and you can tell us all about it, man. We definitely want to support you and what you're doing in your respectable ministries. We're going to sit here and we're going to rock out some more with the man of God, Omega Sparks. Just talk about his project, man. If there's no more saying, man, we definitely will reach out to you on a later date, man, and just definitely get more information what you're working on, man. We just bless you for calling in and pushing that one. Continue to
listen,
brother.
Amen, brother.
All right. God bless you, Poetic.
All right. Thanks. You too.
All right. Omega Sparks, man. So shout out to young man just sent a text to me, man. He said, man, that juggernaut is hot. Young man, he's another gospel rapper out of Orangeburg, South Carolina, man. He got that little local hit, Dance Like David, which I produced, man. He's an upcoming artist, real fire, man. So definitely shout out to young man down there in Orangeburg, South Carolina, man. Definitely a man of God. Definitely
shout
a dear brother of mine.
Shout out to Bruce Coleman, man. Look out for his music, and he really takes his craft serious. So definitely check him out and support him.
Definitely. Any people that are yours, definitely people of mine, man, because I already know your fruit. So we'll definitely check him out, man. So Mega Sparks, you already working on your next album? I know we got The Mark coming up. We're going to get into The Mark, too.
Yeah. I am. Can I be honest with you?
Uh-huh.
My next album is going to be a video game theme album called Game Breakers Volume 1.
My God.
Yeah, Game Breakers Volume 1. I had the opportunity this summer to write a theme song for this international video game competition called EVO, and they actually did a music video to my to the song that I wrote for them. And that song, as well as other song, video game inspired songs, are going to be on the next album. As much junk as I talk about the church, God kind of exposed me. Like, yeah, you talk a lot of junk about the church, but you're still religious yourself. I've given you the ability to write. My definition of a lyricist is someone that can articulate the heart and struggle of any group of people. If you're a man, but you know how to articulate what a woman feels like when she's in an abusive relationship, I feel like you're a lyricist, because it's one thing to say Jesus died for me, this I know, Jesus died for me because the Bible told me so, and make a whole album off of it. But it takes another level of compassion to go inside a group of people. This is how, you know, and write songs that they could be proud of, and then introduce the gospel to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be religious. God gave me the freedom over a year ago to make a video game inspired album, and I was like, "Yeah, that sounds good." Like, okay, God, what's that? Your acceptable will? That's your acceptable will. That's not your perfect will. You really want me to just, you know, preach the gospel in every song, and every song is about evangelism. Every song is about, you know, what you said right here in the Word. And God's like, nah, you know, I want you to make a video game album. I want you to do it right. I want you to do it to the point where if somebody playing video games hear it, they'll be inspired, you know. And so it just takes the level of maturity and knowing who you are in God to make a project that isn't centered around, it's centered around a theme. It's centered to a group of people. And so I went out on faith. I repented for my religious spirit. Like, God, oh wow, you know, I got a religious spirit. So I this whole year I've crafted this album. It's finished. It's we're going through the production and post production right now, but it's finished, and I've been able to connect in a real genuine way with video gamers through the process of making this album. And I love it because it's been genuine relationships that have formed. Nothing fake, nothing like I'm preaching the gospel out of impulse. But it's building true relationships with people. And then from those true relationships, true ministry going forth. And I love it. I love it. You know, 2 years ago, I would not have the maturity in God to say, okay, I'm going to make my next album about video games, you know. And that's my next album. It's called Game Breakers Volume 1. It's dropping late December. And, you know, we're rocking about, you know, throwback games like Legend of Zelda, Mario, all the way to, you know, new games that's out now, you know, like Tekken and Street Fighter 4, everything like that. So it's an authentic video game hip-hop album with the purpose of presenting the gospel to video gamers.
So that project is already out?
No, it's not out yet. It's dropping late.
I heard about it, man. I heard about it. I was like, man, what the fuck doing? Okay, I think we got another call on the line. Caller, you're live on Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. I heard an echo in my voice. I know something going on. Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, who we got on the line?
We got Prince Redeem, EMG Kingdom Forerunner.
Oh, man. Got the Kingdom Forerunner in the building. Shout out, Prince Redeem.
What's going on? Just call in and holler at you. Mr. Juggernaut himself, Omega Sports, and just, hey, man, you keep inspiring, you know what I'm saying? Just listening to your music as bro play it throughout the day, you know what I'm saying? It's iron sharpening iron. It motivates me, you know what I'm saying? It makes me grab my pad and just fall back into God's presence, you know what I'm saying? Just continue on, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy for what God is doing through and what he's been doing through you. You know, we shared our testimonies and everything, you know, and it sound like where I came from, even though we had a different age bracket, it's still, you know what I'm saying, people out there that have been through the same thing, and God done brought them out. So it's all about just glorifying God through what he done brought you from, every valley that he done brought you out of, making sure he get the glory. So I thank you for inspiring.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Thank you for your testimony you shared with me, man.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's all for the glory and the kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
We thank you, man of God, for definitely coming in. And shout out definitely that Dominion mixtape album is definitely out by Prince Redeem and Faith Walker.
Yes,
definitely,
sir.
Out. So we definitely.
Shout out to you too, bro.
Man, you know I ain't got nothing but love for you, man. Amen. Man, we got a lot of people listening.
Amen.
Definitely show they love. But listen, man, you take care, Kingdom Forerunner. We definitely going to build, man. We're going to finish up this interview with the Juggernaut himself. Amen.
Amen. Y'all be blessed.
Man, they might want a Juggernaut album out of him.
Come on.
My God, don't give Omega an idea, man. He'll drop an album quick.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Amen. So listen, we about to get into the mark, man.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
For those who don't know about the mark, you could take that a lot of different ways, but I'm going to let Omega Sparks explain that one to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the mark is the chorus, the hook to the mark is my prayer to the Lord. You know, I'm running for the mark. I'm running for the goal. I'm speaking from the heart. Speaking from my soul, I slap these speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Lord, put the fire in my heart and just tell me where to go. It's really my prayer to God. Like, you know, it's part of that celebrating freedom that you get, you know, when you wake up for the first time and understand that you're a giant and God is, you know, even though the world spoke death over you, you know, once you realize what God has spoke over you, God foreknew you. God foreknew you before you were the father of a form in your mother's womb. We are, you know, we are spirit beings, man. God foreknew us even before we came to this earth, man. Like, you know, God loves us, man, and the mark is just my prayer. Like, Lord, life is so exciting. You've given me a ministry to rock this world. God, just put the fire in my heart and just tell me where to go. Let's run this race. Let's not get weary. Let's endure to the end. Let's press to that mark. And so that's what the song is about.
Amen, amen. Well, we're about to get into it right now, The Mark. Amen. So definitely get into that. Turn your radios up. Turn your internet computers up. Turn your smartphones up. Don't blow out that little speaker. You might not get it back.
Okay.
You heard it first. We're about to get an Omega Spark.
I'm running for the mark, I'm running for the goal. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, I'm running for the goal. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running hard for the team, hard for the dream. Taking the stage and rocking the scene. My God is supreme, been in the dimmest. I flow with the energy of a machine. On the block, but not for green. So that you can know my king. We can get it crunk, don't need a club or a shoulder lean. Yeah, we on the mic, sharper than a cobra spike. No oversight, we be dropping hammers with your homies, Mike. Get in the racing, homie, please keep your chin up. Don't settle for second place, be a go-plated winner. On your mark, set, ready, go. Race you to the radio, faithfully we've been set to blow. Anything, let's just let it go. Gotta light the path for your feet like you never glow. Step out of faith and walk it out, or you never know tomorrow. I'm running for the goal, I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the goal. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go, go. And I ain't chasing money, and I ain't chasing cars. But what I'm running after, you know I'm going hard. Yeah, you know I'm going far. Gotta go and reach the mark. And every single thing in my way, I was stepping there apart. And whether I'm a peasant or whether I'm a star, living down in the hood or up in the boulevard. Yeah, I'm a free man, acquitted from the verdict in charge. Only words matter to me, are the words from my God. Dudes be saying that they praying, but don't know the vernacular or the belief. But what they speak will flow to the natural. If you ain't running in your lane, then I suggest that you back it up. Cause I'm gonna finish this race and my faith won't get tackled up. We've been chilling at the party, now get wild and start acting up. Cause the greatness inside of you about to come out spectacular. Okay, Mark, set, ready, go. Race you to the greater glow. I don't care what haters say, yeah, baby, I'm headed for the mark. I'm running for the goal, I'm speaking from the heart. It's speaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. Go.
For the mark. Yeah, that was Omega Sparks, the juggernaut himself. Amen. Definitely get that Sleeping Giants project. He tell you, he just finished it. So y'all done heard two bangers now. Y'all done heard two bangers here tonight. Praise God. Y'all don't have no excuses. Omega who? Man, if you ain't know Omega Sparks, you really ain't been listening to Christian rap. Amen. You been listening to something else. I don't know what you been listening to, but you need to turn it off. You need to Google them. You need to go to Twitter. You need to go to Facebook. You need to get all the projects, amen, that this man been featured on, man. He's an awesome anointed man of God. He paved the way for so many artists, amen, in the South, amen. He's been really on his grind, amen. Had an honor and privilege to have him on the Active Duty mixtape produced by yours truly. We took a lot of tracks, man. We flipped them from the honor and glory of God. Him, myself, and a lot of other Christian artists, man. He was down with the unity, the movement, and everything, man. So he's a brother, man. He don't mind grinding for the honor and glory of God, man. So I definitely shout out and just big him up right now, man. It's just been a long time coming, man. It's been a long time coming, man. And I'm just so proud to see him still doing his thing in the name of the Lord.
Amen, brother. Amen, man. Amen. Likewise, brothers. It's good. It's great to see. You know, everything God is doing in your life too, man. You are a boss in general in the movement. You don't just carry yourself like that. That's the mantle that God has put on your life. And so it's just an honor to see you, you know, snatching young brothers up and putting them in the army.
Man, you know what? You see, you don't went there, so I'm gonna go ahead and release this word, man. The thing about a sleeping giant, is like when he wakes up, when a brother like Omega Sparks wake up and a Faith Walker wake up, whoever God connects to us, we have through the Spirit of God to be able to lift them up onto a higher level, even greater than ourselves. So if somebody be greater than you that you have birthed out through the Spirit of God, you shouldn't be hating on that, because God has put greatness in you. And if you don't use that greatness to lift other people up, then, you know what I mean, you're not great at all. You know what I'm saying? Right. You don't have God on the inside. You need to seek that in Jesus' name. Another caller on the line before I start preaching. 347-945-5416. Kingdom Voices Gospel Program caller. Who am I talking to?
It's Deacon Brown.
Oh, man. You done got my brother. Another awesome Christian rapper, amen, in the building. Also a prophet of God, amen. Also Deacon Brown, amen. Now I lay me down to sleep. How you doing, man of God?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. I'm enjoying the show tonight. I just caught the tail end of, because I just got a service. So I was trying to see where I could check out some of his music at.
Almost definitely, yeah. You can check it out on iTunes. Thank God for TuneCore. A lot of artists feel me on that. You check out my music on iTunes, you know, Rhapsody, Amazon. Just type in Omega Sparks, OmegaSparx, and all my albums and features will come up.
Okay. Well, you stay encouraged and keep doing what God called you to do.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that, Pastor.
All right.
Amen. Shout out to you, Deacon Brown. We'll definitely connect, man of God. Definitely look out for this man of God. Amen. God got some wonderful things in the work with this man of God. Be on the lookout for Deacon Brown. And y'all don't know, go ahead and hit up your links. Deacon Brown, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Go ahead and give out everybody your links right now to get in contact with you before you go, man of God.
All right. Well, you can contact me on Facebook. Right now you can contact me on Facebook at Taking Over My City Brown. Again, it's Taking Over My City Brown on Facebook. You can catch me on Twitter, Deacon Brown on Twitter. You can get check out some of my songs on SoundCloud, SoundCloud/Deacon Brown.
Amen, amen. Definitely, people will definitely get at this man of God as well. Amen, Deacon Brown, Taking Over the City Brown. Definitely, man, we'll definitely connect, man of God. Thank you for calling in on the show tonight and taking time out of your busy schedule.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. So back to the Juggernaut Mega Sparks. We got a few minutes to rock out a little bit more with you, man, probably under 10 minutes, if that. Listen, man of God, go ahead and give out your information one more time. For
most
those
definitely.
Who don't know, and if you want to ask a question to the man of God, Omega Sparks, the Juggernaut, definitely call in right now. This is your last call. All of y'all loaded up on these lines. Press 1 right now. Don't drive the switchboard operator crazy at the last minute. So go ahead and press 1 in Jesus' name. Go ahead, man of God.
Word
we got another call. Man of God. We got another caller. Okay. We got Kingdom Voices Gospel Program on the line. Caller, are you there? Say your name. Talk to the man of God.
Yes, sir, man. It's your man, Manny SC. What's going on, Faith?
Oh, man. We got Manny SC in the building. Fresh off that, those of you who know him, he's like, I got Jesus. I can be defeated. Manny SC, what's going on, man?
Man, just sitting there in God's presence, man. Just been enjoying my man from his testimony, man, to the tracks, man. The zeal, man, the understanding where God I'm at, God where God has him at, excuse me, where God has him going, man. I'm just like I'm sitting in God's presence, man, enjoying it all, man. I just want to say, encourage, man, Omega, and you know
you got
the right people. Yeah, God got the right people in your corner, man, and around you, and even when, I mean, people just praying in the spirit for you, they don't even know what to pray, man, and just.
Yeah,
I got you, man. And
not to interrupt you. We got another caller. Caller, I see you. Just hold
Thanks,
on
bro.
One second, caller. We're gonna bring you in. Let me let the man of God, Manny SC, finish out what he was saying to the man of God, Omega Sparks. Go ahead, Manny.
Yeah, just saying, encourage, man. Much love from this man, man. And hey,
love, brother.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, brother.
Okay.
Thank you.
Manny SC, we definitely going to connect, brother. God bless you, man. And he's definitely in the lab working on this album right now. The Manny SC, for all y'all Manny SC heads, you definitely check him out on our Twitter, Facebook, and all of that. We're going to bring in our next caller on the line right now on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. You got Omega Sparks in the building. Caller, are you there?
Hello, how you doing, Faith?
Oh, what's going on? That sound like Pastor Shula.
That's me, yeah. How you doing, man? Yeah.
Praise God.
Well, anyway, hey, I just want to tell the young man, I just want to pray for him, man.
Yes, please.
And I thank God for him, amen. And I just want to encourage you to continue on doing God's will. That's all, bro. And I'll
amen.
Be praying for you.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead,
amen.
Pastor.
Amen. No, I'm just saying, that's all I call for, just to, you know,
oh,
I was
okay.
listening.
You know,
I was listening.
I felt like you was going to preach to me.
No, I'm
you
not going to preach tonight,
man. I was like, okay, Holy Ghost, I'm
ready
right,
too.
Me...
I was ready too.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that I'm going to be praying for the young man. I enjoyed what I heard, man. And, you know,
you.
And I just pray that God will continue to use him. That's all.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Shula, definitely, he definitely got some, his music video on YouTube as well. So John Lee Shula, y'all definitely check him out in the name of Jesus Christ. He also comes on before us on Sunday nights, bringing forth the word of God, the word of truth. This man of God flows. He tells the truth. He knows the scriptures, amen. You know what I'm saying? We definitely have fellowship together many a times, amen. So definitely we thank you, man of God, for everything that you do behind the scenes and as well as bringing nothing but the truth of God in the broadcast, amen. So definitely check him out on 8 o'clock Sundays, amen. And, you know, you can definitely check me out on 9 o'clock on Kingdom Voices, amen. And we just make it all happen. Kingdom programming at its best, amen. So thank you,
amen.
Pastor Shula.
Yeah, you're welcome. God bless.
All right, God bless. Amen. Omega, the people love the God in you tonight, man. That's a beautiful
amen.
Thing, man.
Honor, man. It's an honor. I love the God in them, man.
Amen. 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 So what's next for Omega Sparks? I mean, you know, what's next? Do you have a double CD coming out in the future?
No, no double CDs. I don't believe in double CDs. Oh man, business wise, that's a waste of music. I believe in crafting the project and theme God gave you into, you know, 12 to 15 songs, and you should be able to articulate what God is saying through you, you know, and blah blah blah. But I'm really looking forward to 2014, Faith Walker. My bishop prophesied from over the house that this is 2014 is going to be the year of restoration. God is bringing back. God is bringing back what the enemy stole. And we learned an amazing word in 1 Samuel to even today in preparation to the year of restoration, how basically the enemy attacked David's camp in Ziklag in 1 Samuel. And, you know, basically it was amazing sermon, but basically God restored what the enemy took away from King David, and him and his men basically, you know, killed the enemy and took back their stuff. And so in the supernatural, it's going to be the same way for us in 2014. So, like I said, I got to repent to God, because God doesn't want me to blend in. God wants me to take over and pursue the music industry. And whether it's done through me or a brother or sister coming after me, that's my faith. That's my heart's cry. There's, you know, I feel like David sometime when it comes to the Philistines. Like, there's no way that secular society should be more creative, more innovative than the people of God. We are tapped into the life. We're tapped into the source, into the lifeline of Christ Jesus. We should be coming up with dance steps, with songs way hotter than the world. So if the issue is the world is always evolving into, you know, new creations, it takes, you know, the church mindset, it takes us almost 20 years to change. It shouldn't be, you know, the first Christian MC started in like 1990 or 1991, like in the late 80s and 90s. It's just getting now that the gift of rap is getting started, you know, getting more accepted in the church. That shows how long it takes for the people of God to really accept new creations. We're supposed to be serving a God of newness, but it takes us decades to change into something new, you know, and that's our problem. We have a church mindset where as long as I'm comfortable in my church world, with my church family and my church friends, I don't have to change. But the newness, the ever-changing newness of God and the freshness of God should violate your church mindset. And so if we repent from our church, from having a church mindset, and say, God, I trust you. Take my gifts, take my ministry wherever you want it to go, and let it fit in with your newness. Don't let it fit in with my traditions, but let it fit in with your newness. If we had that type of heart towards God, the world would be trying to catch up with us when it comes to creativity. And so that's my heart for the music industry, that I'm going to tap into God wherever God say go. I'm going to operate in the spirit of newness until he wants me to hang up the mic, and we will take over the music industry in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's the formula right there. That's the formula right there. Y'all heard it? Man, I almost hate to let this man of God. I know y'all hate to see him go, because I hate to let him go. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, man. But anybody know a word of prayer? Y'all just pray over this anointed man of God, his ministry, the Sleeping Giants Project, him, his family, man. Y'all just continue to lift him up in prayer. He's been doing this a long time. And the length of time that he's been doing this, many, he has seen many men of God falling. He has seen many drop the mic. He has seen many went secular. He's seen it all. So y'all keep this man of God covered in y'all prayers. All you apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors listening, keep this man of God. I'm talking about keep him covered, because he's a forerunner. Just like Kingdom Prince Redeem said, kingdom forerunner, this brother is definitely a kingdom forerunner. Let's be clear, in Jesus' name. So I just wanted you to give out your links one more time, man, and just, you know, share the final word, and just, you know, I close with the prayer, man, and we just break bread like that.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Hit me up on, I got a website now, finally, www.omegasparks.com.
Okay.
You can actually buy buy my albums from there, and even download some exclusive music from OmegaSparks.com. And I'm on Facebook all the time. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/OmegaSparks, and Twitter and everything like that. I love y'all. Just be encouraged. Remember, it's your relationship with God. You know, there's a million rappers out there. There's a million singers. There's a million musicians. What sets you apart is what God has for you. Stop chasing after what's hot in the world and tap into that prayer closet where it's just you and God. Your loneliest seasons will set you up for the rest of your life. But you gotta utilize your time well and understand that the world is gonna just give you gimmicks, but God is gonna give you themes that's gonna resonate in people's hearts. So your prayer time, your intimate time with God is gonna set up your gifts to be effective and relevant. Stop chasing after the world. The closer you stay to God's chest, the world's gonna start following after you. So,
man, that's an awesome word. Because the man of God, Prince Redeem, who's a part of our EMG team, he just turned down a thing with Motown Gospel. Turned it down.
Good.
Turned it down. You know what I mean? And a lot of people who hungry, who thirsty out there, you want to know about trusting God?
Yes,
would you turn down a situation with Motown Gospel?
Mm.
Are you kidding me? It takes a lot of faith there. It takes a lot of faith to just say, nah, I'm good. God has, you know, when he's built, you got to recognize this is a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And if God is the head of your life, you got to trust God to build a house. Unless the Lord build a house. Come on.
That's
now.
Right.
You got to let him
That's
build
right.
a house, amen. In Jesus' name. Shout out to Minister Weathersby in Jesus' name. But I just definitely want to close and pray and say, Mega Spark, thank you, man of God. And I'm definitely going to hit you after the show, man, because the Lord just kind of revealed something to me. So I'm going to definitely hit you up after the show. But we thank you for being here on Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. And all of y'all upcoming rappers, y'all listening, I know y'all listening real good and clear. If you desire to be on this broadcast, hit EMG up. Amen. You can definitely hit interpraisementvp@gmail.com. Davon Nelson, also known as Prince Redeem, he'll definitely get the message to me. And also you can contact Nathan on the spot at outlook.com. You can definitely contact the Power Pastor Hillair. Either one will definitely make sure I get the message, man. And we'll definitely take care of y'all, man. Shout out to Pastor Hill behind the scenes, doing what he do. So lovely, amen, anointed man of God. He's the only man of God that I know that could be an apostle one day, a prophet another day, evangelist another day. I mean, he just flows in the spirit like that. I mean, I thank God for him, amen. Also, Pastor Shula. Shout out to Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall. Definitely all the pastors that are listening that definitely support this broadcast. Listen, all you upcoming Christian artists, don't stop writing. Don't stop writing. That church heard that Omega Sparks was talking about. You take that and you allow that to be the glory of God revealed. I'm telling you, most visions came in the most brokenest moments. Like, God, I don't know. God, what should I do? Write the vision down. Make it plain. So what? You might have, listen, we all had started from a Radio Shack recording mic, plugged into your computer. Come on now, come on. You want to be real? You upcoming entrepreneurs, you want to talk? We all had that little cheap microphone plug up to the computer, like, Lord, I just got something to say. And had a little beat put together. Some of us had, shout out to Deacon Brown. Deacon Brown said he only had hi-hats to rap over. Hi-hats. He only had hi-hats. Nobody would give him no tracks. Just hi-hats. So write the vision down, make it plain. on behalf of my brother in prayer, amen, Omega Sparks, shout out to his family, amen, and those at his church, his overseer, the bishop. Shout out to you, Bishop. You're doing a great job supporting this anointed man of God. I know him since about 2007, man, just supporting everything that God allowed me to do. So we definitely bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Till next week. Listen, tomorrow we're going to be back here at 9 o'clock on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We'll be sitting down with the Apostle Tyson from Dallas, Texas. Let's be clear. We're going to sit down with the Apostle. We're going to ask him about his mantle. If you're an apostle, you got to apostolically, you got to explain that. You know, so you have a chance to experience the mantle before you hear the preaching. That's what we do in the Mantle of God. We bring all the prophets, apostles, and we ask them the hard-hitting questions. Only here on EMG Radio, Nathan on the Spot. God bless you. You have a good night. Salute. Jesus' name.
Running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running hard for the team, hard for the dream. Taking the stage and rocking the scene. My God is supreme, made in the dimmest. I flow with the energy of a machine. On the block, but not for green. So that you can know my king. We can get it crunk, don't need a club or a shoulder lean. Yeah, we on the mic, sharper than a cobra spike. No oversight, we be dropping hammers with Jehovah's might. Get in the racing, homie, please keep your chin up. Don't settle for second place. Be a go-plated winner on your mark, set, ready, go. Race you to the radio, faithfully we've been set to blow. Anything, let's just let it go. Got a light the path for your feet like you never glow. Step out of faith and walk it out, or you never know tomorrow. Running for the gold, I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. These speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. And I ain't chasing money, and I ain't chasing cars. But what I'm running after, you know I'm going hard. Yeah, you know I'm going far. Gotta go and reach the mark. And every single thing in my way, I was stepping there apart. And whether I'm a peasant or whether I'm a star, living down in the hood or up in the boulevard, yeah, I'm a free man, acquitted from the verdict and charge. Only words matter to me, are the words from my God. Dudes be saying that they praying, but don't know the vernacular or the belief. But what they speak will flow to the natural. You ain't running in your lane, and I suggest that you back it up. Cause I'm gonna finish this race, and my faith won't get tackled up. We've been chilling at the party, now get wild and start acting up. Cause the greatness inside of you about to come out spectacular. Okay, Mark, set, ready, go. Race you to the greater glow. I don't care what haters say, yeah, baby, I'm headed for the mark. Running for the gold. From the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow, about to rock upon the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's leaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow. About to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my soul and just tell me where to go. I'm running for the mark, running for the gold. I'm speaking from the heart, it's speaking from my soul. Yeah, these speakers about to blow. About to rock up on the globe. Put the fire in my